1998, I organized More Schools, Smaller Classes Committee of that District 6 school board. In 2001, I invited Lainey Hamison, some of you know her, of Class Size Matters. I invited her to this very schoolyard for what I believe was the first rally in the city calling for smaller classes. At the same time, I attended the very first meeting of AQE, chaired at that time by Christian Marinani, who was here earlier. And shortly after that, along with Cynthia Nixon, Bill Perkins, and 25 others, we blocked the entrance to City Hall to protest education budget cuts. We were handcuffed and jammed. I remember walking from Robert's house to the Court of Appeals to hear the lawyer for then Governor Pataki declare that the New York State constitutional right to a sound basic education only compelled providing such education through the eighth grade. Had the courts agreed, that would have allowed the closing of every high school in New York. Fortunately, they did not. I told that lawyer that he would have defended Jim Crow. Through all this stood the shining example of Robert Jackson, by whom I've always been inspired to continue.
That was Josh Caron, who was a member of the Parent Commission on School Governance and an advocate for public education. The spring is here and another school year is coming to a close. Before it does, let's take a moment to reflect on all that has happened in education. The Alliance for Quality of Education is a nonprofit organization who works with parents, educators, policymakers, and community leaders across New York State to make sure all public school students are provided a quality education. In the summer of 2021, they had an education justice block party at PS 48 in Washington Heights in Manhattan. It was a good time with face painting and bounce houses for kids, free food, and great music. This was all to celebrate their win of $4 billion after a decades-long fight to gain equitable resources for Black and Brown children in schools. To learn more about this historic win, I sat down to talk with the people involved. I'm Miss Mack, and this is Hall Pass Break. During the time of the interview, Andrew Cuomo was the governor of New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio was mayor of New York City, and Misha Porter was the chancellor of New York City schools. After the block party event, I had a chance to speak to Maria Batista, who was honored for her efforts with the Alliance for Quality of Education. She spoke about the lawsuit, her role in the organization, and the block party. As you listen, you may hear some background noises.
Bautista, and I'm the campaign director at the Alliance for Quality Education. And the Alliance for Quality Education is a statewide alliance of groups and organizations fighting for an equitable education for our children. And we were created in the year 2000 to help support the lawsuit, the Campaign for Fiscal Equity, which was running through the courts in New York State at the time. And the lawsuit was really challenging the fact that New York State wasn't providing a sound basic education for all of our children. Mm-hmm. And we were creating as the organizing arm for that campaign, really engaging parents on the ground, letting them know about the campaign, and also advocating for it. We knew that this wasn't just gonna be a legal strategy, that this was gonna be an organizing strategy, that we had to bring in parents and parents from across the state to really fight for a just outcome. And in 2006, the highest courts agreed with us, the highest courts in New York State agreed with us that New York State was a violation of a campaign for fiscal equity. And we won, and we thought it was all over. And then it was a big just kidding when Governor Cuomo took office because he reneged on the promise. So the then governor, Governor Spitzer, had agreed to a $5.5 billion payout to address the lawsuit. And Governor Cuomo took office in 2011 and made cuts almost immediately, and then flat funded our public schools in terms of funding. And so it's been quite the journey for us organizationally and on this issue in particular. And I joined the fight in 2013. And I was supposed to work at the Alliance for Quality Education for 1 year. It was like a one campaign thing around the mayoral race in New York City at the time. Mayor de Blasio won. And then I stayed on. I was like, oh, it's going to be one more year. And it's been 8 years, almost 9 years now. Organizing component of this work is really sacred and important, right? Like, what's possible with one person is very different than what's possible when you have hundreds of parents throwing down for public education and community organizations across the state saying we're going to fight for this. And that's how we won. So it's been really beautiful to be able to be a part of that journey and support the campaign in this way.
But you all had the education block party a couple of weeks ago. So I just wanted to know, what was the process like to get it started?
Yeah, so we won back in April, and because of COVID, things are just so difficult. And we had an online celebration, and it was great. It was really beautiful, and it felt incomplete. We knew we wanted to have an in-person celebration. And I think the beautiful thing about this in-person celebration is that we imagine going back to the place where it all started. So Robert Jackson was a parent on the school board in 1993 when he filed a lawsuit in Washington Heights in PS 187. Wow. And that is beautiful. Like, he fought tooth and nail for that community. Now he's the state senator representing that community. So even thinking about his journey, like how he never gave up, like he went from being a parent on the school board to the education chair at the city council, and through a really long struggle, a state senator representing the district. And not just a state senator representing the district, but one that was like, I'm going to Albany to get this money. Like, we're gonna get this done. I started this in 1993 and I'm gonna finish this. And so it was just really beautiful, the fact that like throughout this, you know, 20 year fight, close to 30 years now, he had the eye on the prize, right? And sometimes we forget that, like, organizing is long-term. Like, we think we're gonna get in it and like tomorrow things will be better, and that's just not how organizing works.
What was good is that you actually had the Chancellor of New York City Schools, Misha Porter, and other heavy hitters from the political scene. So can you talk about who was there and how you were able to get them to come out and what it was like having them there to support you in this?
Yeah, so Misha, as you know, she's a new superintendent, I think really on board with equity. Once that is one of the things that she wants to do more in the Department of Education, like make sure that our kids really have access to the things that they need. And so it was great for her to be there and hear some of the folks that were speaking. I think the whole process of inviting elected officials really happened through Robert Jackson's office. Okay. And he was really great at getting Andrea Stewart Cousins, who's a majority leader, first Black woman, majority leader, leading the state. And I think in many ways this happened because of her. And there's like a backstory to her that when she was running in like 1992, she was a teacher and also really committed to this fight. And so there are so many of those beautiful connections, like it's all connected. John Liu was there, and he's New York City committee chair for the education, mm-hmm. the larger education committee. And he's been, you know, when he ran against an independent Democratic representative at the time, so he ran against, I forget who he ran against, maybe it was Avella. But Avella was a state senator that was voted in as a Democrat and was voting with Republicans to block this money. And so I know that it meant a lot to John Blue to win this. I mean, we pushed John as well, but it was really beautiful at the end that we were able to like celebrate this together, because it really was so many different moving parts.
I know there was a lot happening that day, but what are some of your highlights from the event?
I think for me, definitely a highlight. My goddaughter was there. She goes to school in Washington Heights. Like, I wanted her to know, like, this is about you all, and like making sure that you all have the education that you deserve.
I mean, it was so many beautiful things happening. Like, I think seeing the resources for kids, the different stations that we have for kids, like the painting and the bouncy house, and like a lot of the kids were like, oh, this is fun. And so it was also hearing from a lot of the speakers, and like just feeling the joy and the celebration that everyone feels that we haven't been able to express together in community and see each other in person.
I think that is an excellent way to segue to the next question in regards to people who do want to make a change, like yourself, and want to join organizations to make sure that we are holding people accountable. What have you learned that would help others to continue this fight for equitable education? And what would you say to people who want to become part of this process when it comes to the Alliance for Quality of Education?
Yeah, I mean, if you're interested in doing education organizing, join AQE. We make so much space for parents and really want to, we just feel like working with parents and with students is really the way that we're going to be able to transform the education system. Like, I deeply believe that the personal is political, and so folks can definitely join AQE, but also, I encourage folks to take on local organizing things. Like, we often, and I know Adrienne Marie Brown, who's like a thinker and an organizer, wrote a book where she talks a little bit about this. Like, oftentimes we think we must make the biggest impact and reach everyone in the whole wide world. And to be honest, that's not true. I really think that the things that most deeply impact us, like, we can change those things. Like, we can change how we're funding our schools locally, right? So each school gets a budget, and I think it makes sense for parents to get engaged in how is the school, you know, spending this money. That can make a huge difference. Joining the PTA in your school to really inform how the direction of the school, that makes a difference. And so, and then the other thing is that we don't need everyone in the whole wide world to win. We need to engage the people that are committed to driving that vision forward. And so, like, thinking about how can everyone bring their special skill, and everyone is born with something, like, how can you use that skill to really help leverage a fight, or even, you know, create a fight yourself, right? So I feel like for me, those are some like really deep lessons that I learned.
Senator Robert Jackson is the chair of civil service and pensions in New York. I had a chance to speak with him at the Education Block Party about his role in the lawsuit. Because it was at the block party and outdoors, you will hear some background noise during the interview.
Hi, I'm Robert Jackson. I'm a New York State Senator representing the 31st Senatorial District, 13 miles of Manhattan, from Marble Hill, Inwood, Washington Heights, West Harlem, Upper West Side, Midtown, down to Chelsea. And the bottom line is that I didn't do this. AQE, the Alliance for Quality Education, a statewide education advocacy group, partnered with us. They wanted to celebrate the full funding of foundation education aid for New York State, which was passed in the budget April of 2021, of $4.2 billion, $1.4 every single year, this year, the next year, and the year after. So if you're a math, that's $3 billion plus 3 times 4 is 12, that's $4.2 billion. And so they wanted to have it where the Campaign for Fiscal Equity started. Campaign for Fiscal Equity is a lawsuit that was filed in May of 1993 that took 13 years of litigation to finally win at the highest court in the state of New York, the Court of Appeals, in 2006. So basically, bringing it back home from where it started in District 6. And with me, at that time, I was the school board president of this district. Subsequently, school board, then I was on the city council, and now in the state senate. So they've been advocating for full funding for years. And finally, I don't know if you were here for our majority leader, Andrew Stewart Cousins. She spoke and said that her, as the majority leader of the New York State Senate, Democrat, not Republican, let me put it like it is, and Carl Heastie, the Speaker of the State New York State Assembly, a Democrat, that they finally put the money together and the will and determination to tell the governor that we had to have foundation aid this year's budget. And as Maria said, I don't know if you listened to Maria when she spoke, she said, and finally, we have foundation aid fully funded, $4.2 billion, and Governor Cuomo is out the door because he was the one that was holding everything up. So that's what it's about. It's about a celebration, but the fight and struggle continues every single day to make sure our children have the opportunity to get a good education and to make sure that the administrators, the chancellor, the mayor, the teachers focus on our children getting the best education possible. That's what it's about.
I wonder, because I'm a teacher, how can teachers and parents get more involved in the political system so that way it can make it easy for you as a senator to help pass policies and we can get more funding where it's needed to be?
I think that parents and advocates need to express themselves as to what is happening in the schools that is working very well and what in the schools are not working so well. And also to join SLTs, which is called, the acronym is SLT, the School Leadership Team. And those teams are educators, teachers, parents, and the leadership of the school coming together and focusing on what's happening in the school and making decisions from a leadership point of view and not from a dictatorial point of view down, but working with the parent leaders and what have you in order to make it best environment for our children. So that's what they need to do to be involved.
And my last question is, what would you say to yourself when you were, before you became a senator, what type of advice would you give yourself at the beginning stages of your political career?
Know why you ran for office, and hopefully it's not for your aggrandizement and not for the money, but for the needs of the people that you're sworn to represent. That's what it's about. Because from a monetary, somebody asked me, so how much do a state senator earn? Appropriate question. They used to earn $79,500 for over 20 years with no increase in salary, and it just went up 2 years ago to $110,000 with the commitment to go up to $120,000 the next year, $130,000. But somebody filed a lawsuit and the courts rejected that. So it remains at $110,000, which I don't think is a lot of money. So a member of the city council earns $148,500. Members of Congress earn about $160,000. And U.S. senators about $190,000. So if you're looking at it for the money, then run. But if you're looking at it for the real money, you're not in for the real deal. The real deal is to do what's best for the people that you represent. And that's what it's about.
At this time, it seems that parents are fighting against schools and their child's interest to serve their own because they are afraid of a changing America. What this interview shows is parents can be powerful advocates in creating a better public education system when they see the inequalities holding back all students and are willing to work alongside those who advance every child, the end result is worthwhile. Maria Bautista no longer works for the Alliance for Quality Education. She now works for NYU Metro Center on national projects for public education. Senator Robert Jackson is currently focusing on two bills. The first, the School Solutions, Not Suspensions Act. The Senate bill amends the education law in relation to school climate and codes of conduct on school property and disciplinary action following a violation of such codes. The second, the Mental Health in Schools Act. This bill would ensure that all elementary, intermediate, middle, junior, and senior high schools throughout New York State have a full-time licensed social worker and a full-time licensed psychologist on staff to meet the needs of their students. The governor of New York is currently Katherine Hochul. Eric Adams is the mayor of New York City, and David Banks is now the chancellor of New York City schools. The Alliance for Quality Education continues to fight for equitable public education. Andrea Stewart Cousins continues to be the majority leader for the New York State Senate, and Senator John Liu is chairman of the New York City Education Committee. The Foundation Aid money that was won by the lawsuit has been given out each year. It will be completed by the 2023-2024 school year. I want to thank Maria Bautista and Senator Robert Jackson for taking the time to speak with me about their work in education. Thanks to the Alliance for Equality of Education for the Education Justice Block Party. And last but not least, thanks to my cheerleader and supporter of the podcast, Nadella Nakobe. Music was provided by Scott Nice, Macchiato Funky, and Audio Coffee. Be sure to subscribe to Hall Pass Break on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And you can follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. The quote this week is by former U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Let us think of education as the means of developing our greatest abilities, because in each of us, there is a private hope and dream, which fulfilled can be translated into benefit for everyone and greater strength of the nation. Thanks for listening.